Oklahoma able to do up front that looked like, you know, they were giving you guys a lot of fits today with their blitzes and pressures?
They're a well-coached team, real talented team. I don't really think they did anything special. I just think at times, we didn't protect as well as we probably needed to. But, hats off to them. They're a really good team. So we just got to go back to the film and get better.
Egan stood there on the seat pole with your hands on your hips for a few seconds after the game. What's going through your mind at that moment when you just you lose two consecutive games in a row?
What was going through my head then was just how good our defense played. They played tremendous, and the fact that we only scored 6 points, that was kind of frustrating and disappointing to me. And I feel like I'm the leader of this offense. I do offense, and I don't think I got the job done today.
You mentioned the third down struggles, 3 of 15, had more to do with the lack of execution on first and second down. What were you seeing on those third downs with it being, down in distance and behind the chains?
We kind of knew coming in that we were going to play some sort of cover two on passing downs. And that's what they did. And we just didn't execute the way that we needed to.
The end zone pass, did you think Xavier could go get that?
Wait, which one?
The interception.
To the interception?
Yeah, in the end zone.
I thought it was cover two, and it was two-man, actually. I was thinking throw a whole shot to him, but the guy kept running with him, and I threw the ball up, and I didn't put enough juice on it, so it was just floating in the air. But I knew after that, every pass after that, I kind of knew that I had to rip the ball and not just float up in the air.
15 drives, the offense hasn't scored a touchdown. Coach Satterfield just said that he thinks part of the problem in the red zone is fundamentals and blocking. What do you think the problem in the red zone is right now?
I mean, basically what he said, just execution and fundamentals. I don't think we are where we need to be in the red zone. And part of it is lack of focus, I'd say, in all areas. That's something that we have to realize and understand, and we just got to move on to the next game and make sure we get better at that.
You guys didn't rush the way you normally do, but you still outrushed them. Is Miles Montgomery now part of this mix also?
Yeah. I feel like we have 3 to 4 running backs that are starters. But I feel like for us, like whichever running back is hot, that's the one we're going to stick with. And he was today.
You guys get 1 for 5 on third and shorts, 1 to 4 yards. What's been the biggest headache, biggest issue for you guys not being able to get those short yardage third down?
Execution, focus, and the want to, I feel like. But mainly I say execution. I just don't think we execute the way that we need to. And that's something we got to get fixed. And I know that we will, and I'm the leader of the offense, so I'm going to make sure that it happens.
Did you feel like the deep ball was off at all today? Was there anything feeling different about it? 2 of 10, passing the ball 15-plus yards.
Nah, I don't really think nothing was off. Like I said, they real talented defense. They were neck and neck with all our guys. I was kind of throwing some 50-50 balls up, just trying to make just see if our players can make some plays. And they kind of made more plays than us on defense today. So.
Marie, Coach shared when he came in here that he told the team that you guys were able to go toe-to-toe with a team that's considered one of the best in this conference, one of the best in the country. Do you leave with that feeling? Is that a silver lining that you can hang on to, that this team can stand toe-to-toe with one of the best teams in the conference?
Yeah, definitely. And I felt like that from the first game and even the second game, just knowing. I feel like I saw what type of potential we have in our team. And, I feel like we went toe-to-toe with that team out there today, and they are one of the best. And to me and to us, that's not really the most important thing, but we just know right now that we can compete in this league, and that's something that we're going to do, and we're going to put our mind to that moving forward. So. I'll say me being more vocal and make sure our guys are more dialed in than we have been in the past. Because obviously, what we've been doing has not been working. So I feel like for me, I just need to step up a little bit more, be a vocal leader, and just make sure our guys are on the same page, we're on the right track, go get this win next week.
Shimon had a pretty good game today. I think 3 receptions, 50 yards. Is that something he can build on moving forward with that chemistry between you two?
Yeah, definitely. I think his performance today is a real confidence builder for him. I don't think he had many touches the first couple of games, and just him going out there today, I feel like he proved to our coaching staff and even us that he can go out there and make plays when he needs to.
Any questions, Trevor? Thanks.
Thank you.